Somehow I'll find my way home. My sun's too rising, and so forth.
Now 9 o'clock.
Two, nine.
You got it, the music's great. Your station.
Musical Lego. More super.
He's not here yet, ladies and gentlemen, so don't panic. We'll just flip over the record because I haven't got another one ready. Come on, Stan, where are you? 5 minutes late. Bloody moped wouldn't start, would it?
Thank you. Crackle, crackle, crackle. Right, we made it. What time is it? It's nearly 9:15. A little bit late. I was watching some Aussie film on the telly. then my moped wouldn't start. Now, seriously, folks, nothing to do with mopeds. It's all hearsay that these have been on about in the day about my moped. I believe they were talking about me getting invoiced for new front wheels or something today. I didn't hear it all. I was shopping at the Asda while, what's-his-name was on here, young Paul. And somebody told me he was muttering over the air about me getting an invoice for a new back wheel for my moped or something equally as silly. The fact that I own a moped has got nothing to do with anybody. Now, I bought this moped, you see. What it is, because I'm home on such a short space of time between trips, that I sold my car last year before leaving for summer, to the summer work. And when I came back, just before Christmas, it wasn't worth me buying another car. And I was fed up with waiting for buses, and spending a fortune on taxis in the day. I don't mind using taxis at night when I go out and get a few down the neck, but in the day, it was a complete waste of time. So I bought a moped for £35, and it does about 150 or something to the gallon, or 120 to the gallon. So it's not too bad, I haven't filled it up for a month. What's this letters? I love Eleanor on 254. Who put that in a letter? Somebody sent me a letter with an Eleanor sticker. Good grief. I've just been passed some letters that are... I suppose I better read some of these out soon. I haven't read them yet, so I'll have a look at them. This one's got a great big steaming I Love Eleanor on 254. I wonder what should we do with that? Go and stick it on a piece of paper in the toilet or something. It's too thin for that. It's a long, thin thing, around about a foot long and about an inch wide. Mike stand on his bike. Somebody said the cartoon of me in on my moped. Oh, great stuff. What's this? Food manufacturer, Morgan Grampian Publishers Limited, Coldwood Street, Woolwich. That's the letter heading on one of these letters. Right, I'll play something nice and long so I can read through some of these letters and comment on them shortly. I've just grabbed an old album out of my box that I've brought along. It's a thing you've heard before, but I'll play it again. It's an album by Iggy Pop called Lust for Life. And to me, the best track on the album is the title track, so I'll play that for you now while I sort some of these letters out. Nothing ever changes. I've just noticed there's a letter in here from Steve the Knife.
The biggest hits they've had in their success to date. That's the one called Golden Brown. It's Alpine 299. If you just join us, welcome along. It's Paul until 3. Looking very overcast outside, so don't know about wrapping up well. I think you'll need Brolly. Shag Attack's next. This was a hit single not so long ago with the music of Kraftwerk. Thank you. 67. That's Mama Cass there. It's called It's Getting Better. Before that, Kraftwerk, it was the one called Computer Log.
Radio 299, the best damn station in the world. This is Radio
299.
299.
The music's great, your station.
999. James.
You're the only man alive that can handle this mission.
Paul K.
You're the only man alive that can handle this mission.
John James.
The world's most fabulous man.
Paul K.
The world's most fabulous man.
Say hello to Paul K if he's listening at the moment. I hope you're listening, Paul, because we want a reception report now, alright, so I'll give you a ring in a second or two. One for Mike Stand, alright. I hope you are listening, Paul, because I want a reception report off you now, alright.
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
I heard all the people saying,
get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
I say, people.
What?
What you gonna do? You gotta get on the groove. If you want your body to move, tell me, baby. Gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance by standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
I heard all the people saying,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
When you're dancing. What you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on, man.
Get down on it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on, man.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on
get
it.
Down.
Get on it.
But if you really don't want to dance by standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby, you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. Oh, when you move, 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 you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-da. What you gonna do? Do you wanna get out? What you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dang, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dang, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if
it.
If you really want it. You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get down
it.
On it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on
get
it.
Down on it.
Increasing the power.
What is it,
in a minute, Gigi. Incidentally, if there's anybody else listening to this, you loonies, we're only test transmitting at the moment.
Four.
It's not very well at the moment.
Don't you know that? Well, I will make you feel
alright. Skill and the Gang there, of course. Their new single, it's called Take My Heart. Test transmitting on 9.99 AM, 2.99 medium wave. Especially for Paul K. We don't know what it sounds like at the moment, but we've done a few more alterations. It should sound different. I just want for Andy Davis if he's listening at the moment. This is a title track from a new LP, also the current single. Brandy Wells. It's called Watch Out. Pitch off and decrease on the RF. And come back on again, you can tell us what it's like then, okay? Switching up now. The usual now. See, that one's any better. Oh, decrease the bass a touch.
Thank you. We're off and running.
Radio 299, the best damn station in the world. JJ, JJ, good
California. That's a track called Life in the Fast Lane. It's 13 minutes after midday, and a very good afternoon to you. It's Radio Alpine on 299, playing your favourites for a Tuesday afternoon, February the 16th. Through till 6 o'clock tonight, possibly a bit later. Quite a few things to explain this afternoon. As you've probably noticed, Paul isn't here at the moment. And all will be revealed within the next couple of hours or so, alright? I'll give you all the details in a minute or two. I'm going to phone in this afternoon as well if you'd like to phone in for a dedication or a request. All this happens in between now and 6 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, it's magic through till 1 o'clock with Stevie Wonder. Quite a few others as well.
Playing hard,
already here.